Masechet Betza, Perek Gimel, Mishnah. Hey, this Mishnah is going to talk about an animal that was designated to be a korban that died on Yom Tov and it wasn't slaughtered. It just died there on the spot. The Mishnah says, Behema Shemeta, Lo Yezizena Mimkomaf. An animal that was designated as a korban died on the Yom Tov. It's not allowed to be moved from its spot. It is mukseh. It has actually no use. Since it was designated to be a korban, an individual is not allowed to have any benefit from it personally. So therefore, here it's dead. He can't feed it to the animals. He can't do anything with it. So therefore, it is mukseh. If it was a regular animal that died on Yom Tov and it was sick and the individual knew that it was going to die, in that situation, it is not mukseh because he knew that he was going to be able to use it to feed the dogs. So this Mishnah continues, "Uma'aseh v'shalu et Rabbi Tarfon aleha." There was once a case where an animal that was designated to be a korban died on Yom Tov, and they asked Rabbi Tarfon about it, as well as a situation of halah. Halah has to be given to a kohen, and that halah became tameh on Yom Tov, and therefore it couldn't have been eaten by people, and they also are not allowed to burn the halah on Yom Tov. There's nothing to do with it. They can't eat it, and they also can't burn it. So what do? V'nichnas lebet ha-midrash v'sha'al. Rabbi Tarfon didn't know the halakha. So he walked into the bet midrash and he spoke to the hachamim. And he wanted to know if these items are considered to be mukseh on Yom Tov or are they allowed to be moved. V'amru lo, lo yezizem komam. And they told him, no, they're not allowed to be moved from their spot. They are mukseh. There's no exception to be made from them, even though one may think, Rabbi Tarfon obviously knew they were mukseh, there's no use, nothing to do with them. But Rabbi Tarfon thought, maybe it's possible that we're going to make an exception to mukseh in this unique scenario where you have something that was sacred, something that was holy. It's not befitting for them to be left there on the floor, but Hachamim told him, we're sorry, there are no exceptions to this rule. They're not allowed to be moved from their spot. Masechet Betzah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav. This Mishnah will talk about buying meat on Yom Tov. Business is prohibited on Shabbat v'Yom Tov. A person is not allowed to discuss mundane matters is the first reason. And the second reason that the Hachamim bring down is that there's nervousness about record keeping and writing that a person may do because he's involved in his business. So therefore, Hachamim prohibited all forms of business on Shabbat and Yom Tov. But in unique situations, the Hachamim were lenient to allow a person to buy food that was needed for that day. But of course, money is not allowed to be exchanged whatsoever. This Mishnah will talk about other conditions that apply if a person wants to buy meat on Yom Tov. We have to remember that in those days, there was no refrigeration. So if they slaughtered an animal, they had to immediately divide it up between the people who bought it together. They would split many times an animal together because there's a tremendous amount of meat on an animal. They didn't have one family, wouldn't be able to consume all of that meat on one holiday. There's so much meat there. So they would have multiple families join together. They'd pool their money together and they'd split evenly the animal that they shared between them. So let's take that into mind when we learn this Mishnah. Mishnah says, "En nimnin ala behema katehila biyom tov," a group is not allowed to be formed on Yom Tov in order to buy an animal by having each member of the group agree to split the price of the animal. Even though Hachamim allowed us to buy an animal on Yom Tov, they only did it when money is not going to be mentioned whatsoever. So if they wanted to split it between them, and they're very vague about price, and no price was mentioned, they just say, okay, we have three people, we have an animal, let's split it three ways, the meat, we'll divide it up three ways, that would be permitted. But to discuss the finances behind it would be prohibited. Aval nimnin aleha me'erev Yom Tov, but the group can be made before Yom Tov starts, that they want to buy an animal on Yom Tov, v'shohatin u'mahalekin benehen, and then they could slaughter and divide the meat amongst themselves on Yom Tov. So they're allowed to actually, what we're saying over here is, they can make a group on Yom Tov as long as money is not discussed whatsoever. That's really the takeaway from here. As long as money is not mentioned, we have no problem even if they made the group on Yom Tov. Now we're talking about weighing the meat on Yom Tov. Weighing something is a weekday activity, ma'aseh hol, and therefore there becomes a question of can we weigh things on Yom Tov? Rabbi Yehuda Omer, shokel adam basar, keneged hakeli or keneged hakopitz, a person who's selling meat on Yom Tov, is not allowed to put his meat on a standard weight in order to see how much it weighs and then have in mind how much he's going to charge the individual. Rather, he's allowed to put it on a scale that has balance. So on one end, he would put the meat, and on the other end, he would put, for example, a utensil or a meat cleaver in order to determine the weight of the piece. So he'd keneged, he'd look at it parallel, this piece of meat, to this cleaver. What does it weigh? Is it equal? And then after the holiday was over, he would take that meat cleaver and he would then weigh that and see how much that actually weighed on a standard scale. And he'd know to charge the individual who took the meat on the holiday the amount that the cleaver or the other utensil weighed. V'hachamim omrim, en mashkichin bekaf moznayim kol ikar. Hachamim say, no, you're not allowed to use a scale at all on Yom Tov. Even that type of scale where you're doing it and not measuring actual weight, but you're measuring it in terms of what is its connection to a certain keli, a certain utensil that have on the other side of the balance, that is not okay according to the Hachamim. That's just the leniency of Rabbi Yehuda. Hachamim say, you're not allowed to use a scale whatsoever in order to see what something weighs at all, and therefore, that's the opinion of the Hachamim.